Hello Zimbabwe and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Nguven. On Live Talk, we are discussing the food situation in Zimbabwe with the Food and Agriculture Organization announcing that nearly 3.5 million people are in urgent need of food aid due to a drought. But first, a look at what is happening in other parts of the world. In South Africa, skateboarding is enjoying something of a revolution. The once predominantly male pursuit is attracting more and more women. VOA Zaha Kasim reports from Johannesburg.
Boards, helmets, knee pads, and a whole lot of determination to bounce back when you take a tumble. Welcome to Girl Skate. It might not always look graceful, but it's a blast for these kids. Girl Skate was founded by Sharnay Jacobs about 10 years ago, when she realized she was often the only female in her local skate park. Sharnay was determined to spark a change. Today, she holds free training sessions in Soweto and other impoverished communities like this one in Kaya Sands.
This was a perfect opportunity for me to get a skate park in for them and start doing sessions with them, because I do believe that skateboarding can teach life lessons to the kids and it can help them a lot.
Perseverance, confidence, and a splash of self-expression. Jacobs is instilling these values in her students. 17-year-old Maya Mashaba has only been skating for 3 months, but is already feeling the thrill.
Oh, I feel so good. Like, it's very fun. It's scary to see someone else doing it, but once you try, it's very nice.
Mashaba has women's skateboarding trailblazers like skateboarder Bopelo Awua to look up to. She represented South Africa at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. Awua was only 15 years old and unfortunately, an injury kept her out of the games, but her presence was part of a trend. Awua initially got into skateboarding because of her brother. She would see him in the yard skating with his friends, and when they weren't looking, she would borrow his board and start practicing. Today, the girls don't have to sneak around, play with the boys.
Now, I feel like they don't really have a choice because there's been such a rapid growth of female skateboarders, it's kind of becoming normal. And some of the female skateboarders, I mean, we're skating at the same level or very close level as the boys, so there's not really much they can do about it, but just to accept it openly.
Awua is trying to win a spot in this year's Olympic Games in Paris, and if she gets there, she wants her performance to bring even more goals to the sport that has given us so much joy. Siri Kassam, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
In other news, former Finance Minister Tendai Biti was convicted today of verbally assaulting a Russian woman, Tatiana Aleshina. While delivering her judgment, Harare Magistrate Fuongai Kuriro said the complainant's evidence was inconsistent and exaggerated, but still found Biti guilty. Biti's lawyer, Alec Mutadehama, speaks to Studio 7.
We contest the verdict of guilt and we are going to appeal to the High Court on various grounds. One, on the basis that we felt strongly that this was a constitutional matter which ought to have been referred to the Constitutional Court. We also contest the legality of Section 89(1)(b) under which he was charged. We also contest the findings of the magistrate that the witnesses were credible. And we also contest the fact that Tendai's evidence was not rebutted by the state. So for these reasons, we are going to file an appeal to the High Court. But because the trial itself has not been terminated, we await tomorrow's proceedings to find out what sentence is likely to face. Then we will take it up together with the conviction. So the chances are that we'll appeal against both conviction and sentence. So for now, the matter has been rolled over to tomorrow at 10 o'clock for continuation. So tomorrow we'll be addressing the court on mitigation in the state. If they have, they will be addressing on aggravation. And then we leave it to the magistrate to decide.
That was BT's lawyer, Alec Muchade-Ama, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Meanwhile, the government says it has set up an inter-ministerial task force to investigate evictions and demolitions in the country. Information Minister Jenfan Musuere speaks to Studio 7.
An inter-ministerial task force has been set up to be able to analyze on a case-by-case basis on what really transpired and what needs to be done. It's more about what needs to be done, but also to underline the fact that land barons will always be topical, that the law enforcement agencies will always be prepared to address or to apprehend any land barons who are conducting illegal businesses around the country. But the president has always stressed that the government is humanistic. This is a government of the people, and we respect people.
What will become of the demolitions? So they are there to stop or?
No, they've already been suspended way back. We are now looking at how best we can come up with a sustainable solution to provide a long-lasting solution in terms of housing, agricultural land, and infrastructure development. The president has already indicated clearly that he wants security of tenure. He wants to ensure that property rights are respected, and at the same time, he has indicated through the title deeds program, he has been in a position to provide some of the infrastructure in major cities and also in other rural areas, and also providing title deeds under the presidential title deeds program.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are talking about the current food situation in the country at a time when American economist Steve Hank says Zimbabwe has the world's highest inflation rate at 1,367%, followed by Argentina with just 197%. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by Chief Kulumani Matema of Ngameni in Gwanda and Matobo Mangwe, Ward 17, Councillor Mpendulo Ncube. Yes, siyalambulela kuhlelo.
Yebo,
siyabonga. Hayi, siyabonga, siyaphila. Sizaqala ngani Nduna Matema, sikhangela isimo sendlala. Kumi njani khona ngapho eGwanda?
Indlala inkulu kakhulu. Inkulu kakhulu, kuyadanisa ukukhona ukuthi ebantwini, njalo abantu bavele bona bengapho ngokuthi eGwanda ngapho bame kakhulu enkomeni. Nxa iinkomo zivele zinamba zikhangele ukuthi zizawusa into ezidala ukuzakhipha endlaleni, kutho ukuthi bazabe bele ndlala imali isayo abantu bakithi khona imali. Ngoba ngibe ngakhangela They will say for 400 bags for Amazigeti, that include Isizwe, Mayezane, Mafwanke, Kalaza, Napani 1, 2, the Makun. So, Amazonas and Alana are approximately what 7. So, we have 400 eggs. 400 eggs is not even enough for the village. So, in Galawi, if you're not only on the country, you have the state of government to take this, you mean that. I can't tell you, I don't know if you have a cooler. I have a trailer. I know you have a cooler one day. You are in my letter to you for example, I cooperated with you. The student is any government government should provide a safe space or open space for those who want to access which is mangenely to have a conditionality. I have any avantage.
Hai siyabonga baba Matema sibuye kuwe councilor Ncube kumi njani emangwe khona ngapho isimo sendlala
ngiyabonga ngiyabona ngicane ngiyethula ukuthi njengoba ubaba elithile lapho ukuthi isimo sendlala yise singathi siyahlupha singakhangelelanga abantu kakhulu njalo sikhangelele izifuyo ngoba siyazi ukuthi endile vele umuntu oyindoda wayebonakala nobuningi bezifuyo zakhe njalo uma sikhangele ukuthi ilanga leli ngendlela elithisa ngakhona ma lingaqhubeka lithisa ngendlela elithisa ngakhona manje sesingagcina silahlekela izifuyo eziningi ngoba sikhangele abantu abaningi vele banante ngezifuyo singasakhangelanga indaba zemayini ngokuningi lethu sibhalanse ngezifuyo so indlala ivele isiqala ezifuyweni singavele sijele njenamlimi wezifuyo esizoyehluleka ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi siziphilise ngezigaba ngezigaba ngoba ngokuningi vele yikho lapho esikhangelele khona ukuthi siyithole khona inzuzo ngoba makhangele ilangamanje vele ngikhulumisene manje amaasisi abantu abaningi ayeyile sekungamashana yena ngoba ngamashana ubunzi ingabandleli so kutho ukuthi asazi ukuthi kuzoba njani lo nyaka into ekade sishisa ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi sithole uncedo masinyane especially kuma-NGOs nakuma-contract besayina ama-contract besiyeshisa so ukuthi besincedise kakhulu bekwanise ukusayina ama-long term contract bengasayini ama-short term contract ngoba lo nyaka mbona kanjani kungaba nzima kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga Ncube baba Matema. Ngesikhathi lesikwejele ukuthi abantu babe sebeqalisa ke ukudla izinto ezithene ezabe ziphuma emasimini lonyaka emasimini kunjani kule themba nalo lokuthi abantu bangazuza okuncane bengadobha lapha lalapha na
akula lutho ngicho ukuthi kumbe ukuthi kuthiwa bangadobha lokhu ludeke into batshelwa ngalo mdlalo luyababagamu ungani udla isihaqa okwakhathesi kubi sibi kakhulu ngoba kulantoni ngathi abantu bangaphephela kiwo ngoba lenkomo bayesaba ukuthi bavuluchapho kungananzela ngalesi sikhathi izithelo eziningi ziyazitholakala egangeni okuthi abantu babe zilodebelele ukuthi lombuya besenzani lonyaka kakukho konke khonokho onke indumba eziyabe ziyimbida nangakukho konke kunokho umbuzi le nje uzivele usulele phansi akusangeneki emasimini uyesabeka ngisho uthini lawo amanzi futhi ngikhangele ukuthi azashoda
yebaba Matema ngilibambe mbijana khonapho kulo munye ofonileyo manini simuze bese liqhubekela phambili alo lingenile kuhlelo salibonani Hello. Yebo linjani?
Mfowethu nganoma uyangizwa na?
Yeah, hayi ngiyakuzwa baba. Ungenile kuhlelo, usithinta ungapi?
Manje South Africa baba.
Hayi siyabonga, ukubona njani umumo lo ole oyindlala lapha eZimbabwe?
Mfowethu lo lesimo leso sibi kakhulu. Sibi kakhulu ekuyikuthi eminyakeni edlule seke ngayibona, ngibona ukuthi kuzakuba kubi kakhulu ngoba manje amabele akhona sheshe atha masinyane kanti futhi namanzi mangithi ngibhekile wezifuyo azosheshe ashe, okuyikuthi yinkinga enkulu kakhulu, okuyikuthi bengathiwa bekungancediseka. Angazi kanjani, kodwa ke sengikhalela abantu ngoba abantu lapho abanakekelwanga lapho eZimbabwe. Afuna ucamba amanganzi okukhuluma nje iqiniso, kubhekwe laba abaphezulu abavele abadlayo, kodwa ke laba abakugrawundi lapho bazokufa. Angifuni ukutela amanga ngendlela isimo esingakhona, kunzima.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba ukusixhuma kuhlelo. Siqhubekela phambili, lingaphenduka ndune yami Mathema, liqhubekele phambili lichasise belikuchasisa njalo lisiphe nje imbono yenu ngosanda kokukhuluma lapha obesixhuma eSouth Africa.
Hayi balasikanga umithengi wodaba naye nendlela abona ngayo, kodwa mina lapho okunye elengithithi ngikujikelele kumbe ngikutshaye kuzwela ukuthi kufana ukuthi ngabe khathesi uhulumende kuyephumile ukuthi ufake amadrinki for izigaba zonke, ungani ukuthi ugede amanzi ngoba amanzi vele yiwo impilo yabantu, yiwo inotho ngathi ngasikhangele lonyaka kawakho amanzi. So abantu bazalamba amanzi, bazala impomo yalamba amanzi, bengikhangelele ukuthi njengoba i-climate change ingasho nto efike namuhla, yinto vele besihlala sitshelwa ukuthi ikhona. Besiyibonele ngani ukuvala okufanele ukuthi bekufanele ukuthi uhulumende nakule nto enje evele ekwazi ukuthi avele asaphangise athi attend to this ngoba njengaba asebhotswana ngo-December already they are pulling amanzi from ePhalabhe esiya kuthiwa umuzibule ukuza about 200 kilometers. Engikhangelela ukuthi layo i-situation esilayo leyo kufanele ukuthi izambezi-water project ngabe sikhuluma ukuthi i-pipework yonke isiyenziwe ibone ukuthi izenethu isibulawayo ngamanzi ngoba hhayi isimo kathi ma ngakuhla.
Hayi siyabonga. Siphenduke kuwe Councillor Ncube, udaba lwamanzi lapha kumi njani khona ngapho eMangwe? Sikhangela izifuyo konke labantu abadinga ukuthi babethola amanzi okunatha, kumi njani ngalesi sikhathi?
Indaba yamanzi iyahlisa kakhulu ngoba amakulandelela izikotsho ezisebenza kakhulu izikotsho ezindala ezaya kwakudala and masikhangele kakhethi isikhotho lezi insimbi zakhona sezarusa. One, two, ngoba kushisa kanje i-water table iyayisha. Mangiqihlile bese sicela ukuthi insimbi ezafakwa laphana zafakwa isikhathi busasengamanzi, amanzi sasemaningi. So ngobuningi bazo zona lezo zikhotho sezihotha umoya ngokuthi manje ukushisa khona lokhu sokuyehlise ama-water table. Mina mangikhangele kwami iwadi kunezikotsho eziningi kakhulu 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 ezifuna i-attention ukuthi ngabe mhlawumbe zingagejwa futhi zithone ukuze kutholakale amanzi. Then mangikhangele namadamu, amadamu amaningi siyagcwala udaka, amanye siyadilika. Ngikhuluma nje manje ewadini kulamadamu ayi-2 kuphela engiwabona edume amanzi kwezinye iy'ndawo akula madamu. So ngikhuluma nje isifuyo ngobuningi izakhamizi bayakotshoza and ubunzima obukhona ezakhamizini eziningi abantwana sebahamba baya egoli basala ogogo labokhulu. So mabesele ogogo labokhulu izele izifuyo zonke lezingathise zikhole. So kusuka kube nzima laphana kudinga kudala ukuthi khona a izakhamu zigcine sezilahlekelwa izifuyo or mhlawumbe zigcine sezihamba ngega. So indaba yamanzi vele very critical. Mina ngokubona kwami ithi prioritize indaba yamanzi iqala ngoba amanzi evele eyimpilo wona ngokwawo singabafaka ukudla phezulu. Indawo ingaba lamanzi mina ngibona i-survivor kakhulu kulokuthi kube lokuya okungasimani.
Hayi, siyabonga. Ye baba Mathema, siyabona indubo zonke lezi. Ithemba labantu lingavela ngapi lapha njengoba kukhanya sengathi kuwomile kangaka, njalo le ntengo lazo sesiya zikhwela, libona sengathi kuyini okufanele kwenziwe ukuthi kuphathiswe abantu?
Ukudla okuthengiswayo lokudla okufonwayo, ikakhulu nxa kulokulokhu okuthengiswayo kuyakuhlanga ukuthi kusondele kakhulu kubuya ebantwini, abantu bakuthengele kuseduze. Kube sekufika lokudla kwenkomo lakho kuyazokufisa ukuthi kusukuswe lapho emathawuni lapha kakhulu, kuye kuhlalele emakhaya khona ngale lapho kuvele udla inkomo khona, kube yikho ukudla okulanda inkomo abantu bekwenzela ukuthi bangabi lekhosti yokuthwala. Ngoba into engiyibona engani izalimazala laba ababefisa ukuthi bafide, kodwa amabhoni fanele agede esilile indawo phose zonke ekwenzela ukuthi amanzi azuzakale. Nxa kudingakala ukuthi njalo amanye amadamu avulwe, ngoba nganazelela kule damu lapha esikhule njengomthabezi. Liyalithi kwezikhathi kungaba nzima njengoba kunje bangavula amanzi eshekele umfula laphana abantu bangazuzela phezulu amanzi ethelethebeni ngenkomo zizizi kunathi. Ngoba ukuphila kwenkomo yikho kwenzela ukuthi kuphile umuntu. Naye inkomo zifile abantu indlala izabo izabashupha kakhulu okumangalisayo. Kodwa ama-prize lawo awokudla kufanele kwehliswe, ngoba ungananzelele ama-prize nxa uqathanisa leholo kakuhambisani. Iholo uzathola ukuthi kakula muntu ohola kodwa i-$500 eZimbabwe. Ungananzelela xa ukhangela bayabesitsho ukuthi sonke abantu phose abaningi or the majority of the people bangaphansi kwe-poverty data line. Okungaba ukuthi ufike abantu bathwele ubuzima obukhulu, ngoba ukwenza abantwana yinto evele izima kakhulu. Nxa kuvele ilizwe lingamanga kuthi njalo abantu bengafola imali ezibasuthisayo kunte endele betriti zebhegona ukukudla abaphiseetapula abantwana bayo.
Hayi, siyabonga. Sekungene njalo kuhlelo ubaba uEfidlela Ncube oyingcwethi ecubungula ezenotho. Baba Ncube, sibona kule mibiko ekhutshiweyo eveza ukuthi iZimbabwe yilo ilizwe eliphezulu nxa kukhangelwa i-inflation. Linalokhu likubona njani?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ithuba lokuba indaba ngihlanganyele engcosweni. Kuyinto enzima kakhulu ngoba kutsho ukuthi izinto ziyakhwela kakhulu, intengo yazo zishiyana kakhulu leholo labantu. Kanti kasingakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe kabasebenzi, kabaqhatshwanga, kakula industry, akula economy yokuthi basebenze. Ngokunjalo-ke iningi labantu vele kabanayo lokuthiwa phecelezi i-income, indlela yenzuzo abangakwazi ukuthi bathenge ngayo. Bengabayanga benjalo behlupheka kanjalo besidla imbuya ngothi kanjalo, bathola into zikhwela zisiya phezulu zingeneliseki. Kutho khona ukuthi kuza kwanda lokho sithi malnutrition, ukugula ngenxa yokuswela ukudla okwanelisekile emzimbeni. Kutho khona ukuthi abantwana besikole abaningi babehamba bengadlanga, okuzabalimaza kakhulu ezifundweni zabo. Kutho kakhulu khona lokho njalo ukuthi abaningi sebezabalala bengadlanga nokuya kwesikhathi, bagcine belimaza njalo emzimbeni yabo. Kanti imali eningi okade abantu beyisebenzisa ukufundisa abantwana, ukusa abantu ezibhedlela, ukubhadala irenti lokwenza zonke leziya zinto ezibathintayo, isizathenga ukudla. Ngokuba kuyakhwela ukudla, kuthiwa ngesikhiwa i-food inflation, iyakhwela kakhulu, isho ukuthi abantu kabasenelisi ukuthi bathenge ukudla ngokuba abaningi bebengabayanga.
Ye, ungakayikhatshana laphana Ncube, sikhangela isimo lesi, konke lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla kanye lokuswelakala kokudla, umnyaka lo liwubona unjani, njalo yikwini okungaphathisa?
umnyaka lomubi kakhulu ngawuqhathanisa leminyaka yendlala yokuswelakala kwezulu yesomiso. Lo nyaka kuyona le isilimo lesi sizini le sikhuluma ngento abanye abayisebe icambo 1947 khona le mboba ngokuba asikhangelelanga ukuthi kube lezulu eliya ngathi. Njengoba izulu lingananga kutsho khona ukuthi isivuno sizaba sincane, nxa isivuno sisincane kuyasilela ukudla. Ngakusilela ukudla kuyakhwela kwedule njengoba sisisho, kanti-ke abantu bazaswela amanzi. Amanzi-ke ukuswelakala kwawo kuthinta izinto eziningi kakhulu, akuthinti ukudla kuphela, kakuthinti isuwa reticulation, ukuhamba kwezinto lezi esithi yisuwa, kakuthinti manzi okunatha kumba ukuthelezela kuphela. Kuyathinta njalo indlela yokutholakala kwe-electricity. Njengoba sise-Southern Africa kungananga izulu, asibali nje eZimbabwe kuphela, kuse-Southern Africa. Kutsho khona ukuthi umfula lo kuthiwa nguZambezi kasoze abe namanzi eneleyo ukuthi iKaripa leCampo-Rabassa zisithe amagetsi. Kutsho khona ukuthi sizasilela amagetsi, nxa kusilela amagetsi kuzalimaza ezomnotho njalo. So ziningi izinto ezizaba yinkinga. Okudingakalayo ukuthi kwenziwe esimeni esinjengasona lesi ukuthi uhulumende adikele lokhu esithi i-national disaster ngokukhangisa, ukwenzela ukuthi yonke into ekhona elizweni, ama-resources wonke asetshenziswe ukuthi aphe abantu ukudla, azikele izifuyo, ngokuba izifuyo ziyinotho, izifuyo ziyi-income, izifuyo kulapho kuthilwa khona ebantwini njengoba bengela industry. Kukhuliswe njalo indlela zokuthi kugejwe izibhorane zokubambisa edolobheni, ngokuba emadolobheni abantu vele bazaswela amanzi. Khona manje sikhuluma abantu bahlela 4 days bengelawo amanzi ngo-February lo. Kuyafika nini u-August, u-September, u-October, kusho ukuthi abantu bazebezeyovalela amanzi isikhathi eside. Kuyadingeka ukuthi kube le ndlela zona lezo ukuthi bagejelwe amabhoholi. Kuyadingeka-ke futhi ukuthi uhulumende ngokuya phambili singasababi lo nyaka kuphela, kube nendlela ezilula lezo kuthiwa ngeze-water harvesting, ukugcina amanzi, kube namadamu amaningi, izifula bezifundana nemifula, kube namadamu amanzi alondolozwe. Kube nendlela njalo zokuthi kutholakale amanzi akagesi angaveli emanzini.
Yes,
siyabonga khona lokho. Kodwa-ke sesingagijimisa okwakhathesi ngoba sine-emergency. Kudingakala izinto ezizakwenza ukuthi abantu babe lokudla bangafi, izifuyo zingafi.
Yes, siyabonga baba Ncube. Isikhathi sesigijimile. Esintwini sethu sizatshiyela unduna uMathema ukuthi asigqibele ngamafitshane laphana. Ngenani baba, lisigqibele.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Hayi, ngibona engani singabambabamba khona ukuthi esikuthintayo okwakhathesi yikho okuyabe kumdeka. Bengikhalelele ukuthi kulumende okwakhathesi inhlelo zokwakha lokho imigwaqo nangani okunye kungalelo tshelini yokuyikhangele indaba yokudla ngoba izivese kwenza abantu bathile. Okunye lokhu kuza sokunakana ngoba abantu basesimeni esibili esibuhlungu, ngoba njengoba ngikhiphile nje ukuthi nxa kuvele kuthi inkomo abantu labo bayafunda, kodwa ngase kusisa inkomo sokusipha abantu. And ungakhangela kakhulu emfundweni wangapha emandebeleni uthi ukuthi ngingakuza kuthi inkomo ithi sokusipha izikolo, ngoba abantu vele babhadala amafizi ngayo ukugimisa inkomo le. So ukuthi sibe labantu abazafunda kuhle okwalesi sikhathi siphakathi kwe inkalakatha enkunzi yendlala le, kuzavele kusibambeka kanzima kakhulu.
Ye, hayi, siyabonga baba Mathema. Ngithatha lesi sikhathi ukuthi ngibonge lonke elingenileyo kuhlelo. Unfortunately, we are out of town, we are out of time. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.